look at the decisions that's laid out before you. You know, if someone's peer pressuring you to have sex, okay, they're having sex, and where is that taking them? Oh, into a relationship where their emotions are all tied up and she's an emotional wreck? Or, dang, that brother just had how many kids? And maybe I should wait a little minute.
You not do that. Let me not.
Yeah, you know, even down to drugs or anything. It could be anything. You know, oh, man, he trying to pressure me to smoke, but he keeps saying he failing drug tests and he can't get a job. Maybe I don't need to smoke.
Welcome to Millennial Talks.
We're here to
encourage our youth
and enlighten our elders. Here's a peek into the minds of millennials.
Welcome back to Millennial Talks. I'm Sharday Pickers.
My name is Jarrell Taylor.
And Robert cannot be joining us tonight. Cue to alls.
Nah, let's be honest though. He forgot about us. He ain't care about us.
That's not what happened, y'all. That ain't what happened. But he sends his love. He sends his love.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off. But you know, we like to start with prayer, so
that's great. All right. Lord, we come to you today just to say thank you for everything that you're doing in our life. Lord, thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for just waking us up this morning, clothing us, putting us in our right mind. Lord, just thanking us. Thank you for just allowing us to go through our day without no hurt, harm, or danger. Thank you, Lord, for just having us to be clear of any all sickness or diseases. Thank you for just protecting us, covering us. Lord, lead us, guide us, Lord, through this conversation. Allow this conversation to be able to touch somebody. Lord, allow this conversation to just create some awareness, some growth, and to have somebody to be able to execute. In your name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jarrell, tell them what the topic is for today.
Today, we're coming at y'all strong. We're coming at y'all strong. Listen, today is what influences your decisions? See the eye contact?
Jesus Christ.
That's on YouTube. You should see the eye contact. Your decisions.
So I wanted to kick it off like, let's throw some out there. Let's throw out some things that we feel like influences our decisions, and then we'll kind of get into a discussion about them. Okay.
Okay.
I'll start. Impulse.
Wow. I like that. I never thought about that one. I do like that.
You like that.
You came with some sauce just now. The main thing that came to my mind was environment.
Environment.
Okay. I like that one. I definitely like that one. Okay. Let me see if I can got a nice comeback.
Right. Top that.
Being dumb.
You're dumb. Why would you say that? Being dumb. Okay. How about, you know what? What I was about to say is about to be the same thing. But let me say it anyway to add on to what you said. Ignorance.
Boom. Like a Come on.
Bam.
Come
Just
on.
Like that. But let me give another one. Fear.
Peer pressure.
It's a contest now, y'all. It's a contest.
Yeah, you see, I'm coming with it.
We got too many. Let's stop. Wait, that's going to be too long of a check.
I like that. I like it, though. I really do like those, though, because they really do all contribute to how we make decisions.
For sure.
What was the first one you mentioned?
Impulse.
What comes to mind whenever you mention impulse?
Literally the first thing that comes to mind for me is anxiety. Only because I remember
fear,
you know, a time in my life where anxiety really ruled my life, you know, all of my decisions. what I would do, what I wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was crippling. Mm-hmm. Anxiety would cause me to talk myself out of a lot of things, a lot of blessings, a lot of things that could have turned into a blessing. But that anxiety or that nervousness or uncertainty caused me to like just back out of certain things or go this way that seemed more comfortable rather than that thing that was going to challenge me and cause me to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I love about this perspective is I think it's really like I recently watched the movie American Skin. Mm-hmm. They had this trial scene and they really was just digging deep into different perspectives, just across race and, you know, how people, and it's based off the decisions they made, you know, but I don't want to be too long with it. But pretty much the movie is surrounded by something that we suffered a lot through 2020, which was police brutality. And one thing that they brought up was like when the cop killed the young black man, he brought up, oh man, I did this because I was scared. Mm. It just happened. Like it was an impulse or yeah. And so I really realized that, and you know, and I'm not defending nobody, but I realized that I can't judge you with based off what you do when you're scared.
That's a different perspective. That's a different perspective.
That's what I realized. Like my wife is scared of bugs. And run, whatever. You see what I'm saying? I can't judge you based off what you do when you're scared.
Wow. Nah.
Because you're scared.
That's crazy. That's interesting because what's coming to my mind right now is literally, you know, people saying like, my fear is not your fear. You know what I'm saying? And you can sit here and say all day what you would have done in someone else's shoes or in someone else's situation, but you weren't in that situation. So you don't know what you would have done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So tell me a little bit more because I didn't get, and hopefully I'm not boring y'all, the people who already saw his review. Tell me a little bit more about the scene and or not even that scene of the person being shot, but what was their response to it? Like, okay, they were scared and what?
Okay, so how about this?
Why were they scared?
How about this? Let's step away from the movie. Okay. And let's just focus on like the issue. Like, okay. Let's just look at the issue. Cop kills black man. He's unarmed, whatever the case is. And the cop says, I was scared. He made a decision off of impulse. And me and my wife, we paused the movie. And I was like, we brought up this conversation. It's just like, how do you view this?
I feel like some people would look at this from a perspective of like, you were scared, like, you know what I'm saying? So if my mom pops out the closet, boop, I'm scared. Pow, I'm supposed to shoot her.
Yeah, okay.
But again, someone else would look at this from a perspective of, oh, I probably would have been scared too, or tone it. Okay, the way African Americans view Caucasians, mm-hmm. or the way people of color may view white people, is completely different from how they view us. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of a Caucasian person. I don't feel like in the way that some white people have said that they are, like they have this fear of black people or what they possibly could do to them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't even say what I would do in that situation because I'm not white. Mm-hmm. Who knows what that person was taught growing up, yep. or how someone has shaped their decision making. You yep. know what I'm saying? A parent or, you know, someone who they admire has shaped their decision making towards like black people or their view towards them. Mm-hmm. So that's tough.
Yeah.
And I'm actually proud of myself to be able to look at all these different perspectives. It was a time period where you would have got that one perspective. But we can't be like that. We can't be like that.
Absolutely. And I think the crazy part about it is, you know, I feel like, and this is not just a black or white thing. This is like a, this is a society thing. You know, it's not just about any minorities or anything like that. Because, you know, I feel like, as you mentioned someone black looking at someone white and being fearful. You see what I'm saying? It, based off how you grew up. You know, you may even look at the police a certain way. Oh, no, no, I don't mess with 12. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't, mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Whereas I grew up and when the police was called, sometimes they actually helped out. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's just perspective. It's just perspective. But I did take into account, like, I really cannot judge a person based off what they do when they're scared and they act off that impulse. Like, have you ever had a moment when you were scared and you may have done something?
Like, yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah, people get on people about lying all the time, but this is what I, and it's crazy because this is exactly what I say. Like, if somebody be like, you know, don't lie to me, or you lie, I'd be like, well, why do I have to lie? I feel like people lie when they're fearful or scared of what the outcome may be if they tell the truth. And wow. I don't fear you, and I'm not scared in this situation, so why would I lie? Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, that's one thing. Like, as a child, when you lie about taking a cookie or whatever, or making, I don't know, yelling at your teacher, whatever you lied about, it was based off of impulse. Like, oh my God, if I say yes, my mom is going to tear my behind up.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? In a moment, you lie. And they already know you lie. You don't know they know.
We know.
They
know. We see the cookie missing.
Right. And you're the only one in this house. So it's like, yeah, I feel like people do that all the time. They lie, like, or they just react off of impulse, like, or fear. Mm-hmm. It's like, dang, I'm scared of what the outcome is going to be. So I'm going to do the complete opposite of what I know is the right thing to do.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Because I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? No one can judge. I really feel like no one can judge another person about what they do when they're fearful or based off of impulse. I won't even say judge. You can determine that someone has done something wrong in a situation, mm-hmm. but to judge, no.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've all done something that could be seen as distasteful or even disgusting. Like, people would look at you like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, in a moment of fear. So we can't judge people. We can't do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What was another thing that we mentioned?
We kind of already went over fear pretty much. Will.
Okay. Now that was different. I'm be honest.
This is deep. I want y'all to pay attention now. Will. Because when that came to my mind, what I was thinking was how we always love to put something in the position of it affected our decision. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you have, you know what I'm saying? If you will it to happen, it'll happen, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. If you don't do it, you're not, you know, it's not happening. So mm-hmm. you have that will that controls your decision making. Yes, this person talked a good game. Yep, they bribed you. They convinced you. But at the end of the day, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Is it your will for it to happen? Mm-hmm.
And see, you know, I don't know. I also looked at that in the spiritual aspect as well, you know.
For sure.
Your will versus God will. You know, you may thank you making your decisions, going about your way, it having ain't your will. Way. It may not be his will, though. He may want you to do something different.
You know? It's not going to happen.
And I promise you, you're going to do what he wants you to do.
Regardless. At the end of the day.
But I do.
What were some of the, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was about to move on, but it seemed like you was about to add to that.
I was going to say, whenever it do come, like, it do come down to you, you know, regardless. And I think that kind of is something like a growing aspect of it. Realizing, like, I made this decision. Like, mm-hmm. despite you being fearful. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But go ahead. What you was about to bring up?
Ignorance, lack of knowledge, being dumb, all of that mushed together.
So let's move back to the example of, you know, cops. You know, you're fearful. Ooh. You're fearful. Why? Lack of knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You don't know nothing about that person. You don't know nothing about that
person. Didn't want to know.
Don't want to know. You basically, off your lack of knowledge, you went off what you heard, which also influences decisions, not what you heard. Gossip influences decisions.
Wow.
How you view somebody. How you talk to somebody. All of that. So it makes me really think, wow. It makes me think, what's gonna also fix this? Like,
it's crazy.
Being aware.
It's crazy that, you know, we're on this subject. Literally today, you know, in class, we had to come up with story ideas. And one of the things that I thought about was like that same issue, you know, police brutality. And, or matter of fact, let me give credit where credit is due. A classmate of mine thought of the idea, and my response to it was, let's talk about the portion of what is it that causes this? Is it just evil people or hateful people? Or is it something along the lines of the training? Mm-hmm. What type of training is required for you to become a policeman?
Who's
over this, and what are the requirements? Are you, do they look at, like, have you shown any racist background? You know what I'm saying? Racism in your background? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, the type of people that you associate yourself with, do they look at stuff like that? Do they train them to not react off of impulse, or do they train them to, I guess, step outside themselves? Or, you know what I'm saying? What is happening in that training? Like, where do we place the blame?
Now, I think that's something definitely very good to be aware of. Like, you know, what this training entails, like who says, okay, you make a good cop, you deserve to go out there.
Who gets to decide that?
Yeah. And
who are these?
Yes.
Who are these people who are deciding?
Yeah.
Who looks at their background?
And what influences their decisions to make that?
What? Like, listen, for real. Like, when the whole George Floyd thing happened, you know, I was in a place of like, okay, you feel so small, and it's like, well, what could I do? But that's literally what my mind was like. We have to change literally every institution. You know what I'm saying? Education, everything. We have to change everything. Like the police academy. What's the training? Mm-hmm. We literally have to change everything before we can get to the place that we want, because racism is taught in our schools. Mm-hmm. It's taught on TV. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not just like, hey, be racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How they teach you your ABCs is seen. You know what I'm saying? The type of people that you allow to be teachers and to, you know, be these people who are basically pouring into your children, the things that they allow to be on TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that has to change.
Yep.
All of that has to go.
I agree. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this, you know, what sprouts fear? Lack of knowledge. You scared because you just don't know.
Right, because you never did it before.
Yeah, or you, again, once again, going based off of what you never really interacted with anybody black or whatever other race it is, or white, or whatever the case is, and you're fearful because you just don't know. You know?
Wow.
What if you would have just took some time?
Mm.
Get to know the people. To build a relationship with some people.
That goes back to Will, because even with the people who, okay, your parents or anyone who's poured into you or taught you these things, at what point do you decide, like, I know that such and such taught me this, but I want to go learn for myself. I want to go figure it out for myself. You don't say, oh, my mama, like how you told us on one of the last millennial talks about sex, like, your mama told you what comes from sex? Death and babies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't say, well, my mama said that, so let me not have it because my mama said it, and I don't want no baby, and I don't want no death. You know what I'm saying? You went out and you had to figure it out on your own.
Let me check this out.
You know what I'm saying? These people don't look like they dead or got babies, and yeah. They said they have sex. You know what I'm saying? So, like, at what point do you does your will come into play where it's like, you know, I know they taught me that, but I want to go see the world for myself.
Yeah.
I want to go learn this for myself. I'm about to go figure out what this is about. I'm about to make a friend with a person of a different race than me. You know what I'm saying? And so, but also that's hard because with that,
it's different.
This is why it's so important for parents and, you know, just the older generation that are pouring into these younger people to be mindful, like, because once someone has that strong hate in their heart, you know what I'm saying, or whatever feeling it may cause, like, it's hard to see through that and be like, hey, I'm about to go learn more. Now I have a hate for this whole race of people.
Yeah.
I don't even care to learn because I hate you.
Yeah.
My mom told me so much that happened to her, or she told me so much, or she fabricated so many stories that I hate these people. Why would I care to go find out more?
Yeah.
All I'm going to find is what she told me. More bad things.
Yep. And it don't even necessarily have to be race. It could be a group of people or organization, you know? It could be,
sure.
You know, I don't like cops because what they did and my brother said or my sister said, or man, I don't like that because, I don't like school because growing up, man, I seen my brother do, and then my sister, and then, you see what I'm saying? So,
Ooh-wee.
That's
deep. Yo, what was another one? What was one that you said other than being dumb?
No. What did I say? Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Whoa. That's a big one. I think that's big for the youth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think anyone can undergo peer pressure, but I think of the youth because they're at more of an impressionable age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where everything leaves some sort of impression on them, whether it's good, bad, or whatever. So that's huge.
I think peer pressure works because you just have this desire to fit in
or be liked. Everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel important.
Yeah.
Point blank period. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many times you say, like, I don't need nobody to like me. I don't care if they like me. Everybody wants to be liked. Nobody ever woke up and said, oh, I just wish everybody hit me today. Like, the more hate, the better. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, hate. Like, nobody says that. So everybody wants to feel liked. Everybody wants to feel important. Everybody wants to feel loved. So it comes from that human nature of wanting to feel liked. It's like, well, these people seem to like me more when I'm doing this or I'm behaving the way they're behaving. So let me do this. Especially when you're at an impressionable age.
Yeah. And I think that has always tripped me out because I feel like I was so intent on trying to do things differently, you know? And I feel like whether you're young or old, middle age or whatever, mm-hmm. I feel like that always should be the mindset of, okay, where are their decisions taking them?
That's good.
You know, so look at the decisions that's laid out before you. You know, if someone's peer pressuring you to have sex, okay, they're having sex and where is that taking them? Oh, into a relationship where their emotions are all tied up and she's an emotional wreck, or dang, that brother just had how many kids? And maybe I should wait a little minute.
You not do that. Let me not.
Yeah. You know, even down to drugs or anything, it could be anything, you know. Oh man, he trying to pressure me to smoke, but he keeps saying he failing drug tests and he can't get a job. Maybe I don't need to smoke.
That might be a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And you know, I think that mindset, you know, just evaluating other people's decisions, the decisions that's been made before you make your own.
Wow.
That ties into everything, racism, all that. before you count somebody of an opposite race out or say they're this type of people, evaluate that. Especially if you're saying you want a clean heart. I'm talking about especially you saying I want a clean heart. I want to go back when Jesus come. All that. Come on now.
Jesus come.
Come on now. Come on now.
For sure. For sure. Man, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Because I was about to get on them some more.
Hey, Millennial Talks fam. This is Sharday Figures. Thank you for tuning in with us. Check out our anchor link in the description. We'd love to hear from you. Leave a message and we will respond to you live on the podcast. You can also leave a review so that we can continue to improve. Lastly, join the movement to encourage the youth and enlighten the elders by sharing and joining a future Millennial Talk. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much. We love you all. Stay safe and may God bless you.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Sharday Figures.
This your main man, Jarrell Taylor.
If you're just tuning in, we talking about what influences your decisions.
That's right.
What influences your decisions? So before we went on break, we basically were just throwing out some things and getting into them, some things that influences decisions or that we feel influence decisions. But now, let's get transparent, Jarrell. Let's be transparent. So before we went on break, I remember you talking about, you made a comment basically saying, like, you were different in that way, like, being impressionable or certain things that normally would influence people your age when you were younger, not influencing you. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what was it about you or what did you do in those cases for you to not be, I guess, a part of the crowd?
Wow. You know, as we were discussing earlier, just being aware. First off, being aware of those things that can influence your decisions, and just really first, like, being intentional on being different. You know, based off, again, going back to what we were saying earlier, looking at other people's decisions and saying, okay, where are they ending up? That's what really sprouted it for me, because, you know, I would see people growing up to where they would be smoking. You know, growing up, they would be doing drugs and stuff like that. Or, you know, they were so in the weed, you know, and then they would ask somebody else to pee for them so they can get a job. And they have families. That's the crazy part. You got a family. You got kids. And you telling me that that drug, that decision that you're constantly making is more important or for you to put your family at risk.
Yeah, the fact that you said that made me think about Will. Now, this is another side of Will. When it gets to a place like that, when it's like, okay, a drug is involved, at some point, you are releasing your will. You are releasing your freedom because you're at some point becoming a slave to this drug or this addiction or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that's also a part of decision-making. But now you're at a place where, like you said, you gotta have somebody pee in a cup for you. Like, literally, it takes you to a place of being a slave or being crippled. Like, now you can't, it's certain things you can't do for yourself. Yeah. You need somebody else to help you get this job. You know what I'm saying? Because you're allowing this thing to control you. And you don't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? When you're in addiction, you don't look at it like, oh, this thing controls me. It's like, oh, this is every day. Like, yeah, I smoke every day. Like, I'm good. You know, I smoke every day. But yet, it's some things that you just can't do on your own.
Completely. You know, and the crazy part is, as people make those decisions, it only gets worse and worse. I remember someone really had to sit me down. I believe we were talking about addictions. And he really had to sit me down. He was just like, you know, I just want to let you know, like, the first time somebody make a decision or a choice, it may have been a mistake. Second time, that was a choice. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, it becomes a lifestyle. You know, and once things become a part of your lifestyle, and that's what I was analyzing. These are the decisions you made. It went from a mistake to a choice, to a lifestyle, and I'm looking at your lifestyle and I'm saying, I don't want that. I can't have that. Mm-mm, I don't like how your lifestyle is with your family. So I got to make sure I do something different so my family don't be like that.
For sure. For sure. And it's that whole idea of being different. Like, you know, I share in that I was always, I feel like I always in a way stood out, especially to the elders or to my elders at the time, like when I was younger. Because I made a decision. Like in my mind, I wanted to be different. But I feel like it came from being when I was really, really young and very impressionable. Like, like I had parents who told me I was different. You know what I'm saying? So that goes back to the elders and how you influence your children. You know, they might not even know that they can be different.
That's true.
They may not know that they have the ability to be different than what they see. And so that was something that was instilled in me, like, you're different, you're special. You know what I'm saying? It's important to tell your children stuff like that. Like, you're special, you're different, you're one of a kind. You know what I'm saying? Because those things are, they really have an impression on your children. Like, that stays with them and get to a point where they believe it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody tell you, you know, that you a superhero long enough, you'll believe it. If they tell you long enough, one day you're going to believe it.
Don't go jumping off no buildings or nothing, though, nah.
But seriously, like, it matters. And so I had that. And then, you know, as I was reaching, like, young adulthood, like, I was saying, like, hey, I wanted to be different. I didn't like what I saw around me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't quite fit in anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get comfortable. You feel me? Like, I didn't quite fit in with the popular people, but I could have easily did it. I could have easily became that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was really good with adapting. You know what I'm saying? Us flamingos and all. I don't know if y'all know about that, but that's I'll let you tell about it later. But us flamingos and all, like, I was good with adapting, but I didn't fit in there. And then, you know, you got the quote unquote lame people who I never saw as lame. I always saw them as just, they was just cool people.
Yeah.
Never quite fit in with them either because I'm just me. I'm different and I can pretty much go anywhere, but I didn't want to become a part of a category. I literally wanted to be different. So what I started to do was build who I wanted to be. I started to take things from everywhere. Like, oh, I saw an elder that had this. I wanted to be like that. So I took that and I started practicing those things. Mm-hmm. And then I took this. I saw this over here. I took that. And it's like, let me be the person that I want to be, who I want people to say I am. When they talk about me, what do I want them to say about me? So yeah. I just started building that for myself instead of adapting to something that somebody else was or another group of people were.
Absolutely. And what I love about that, the fact that you were able to say, pick this from here and say, I like that. That's good. Boom. Pick this from here. I feel like everybody should do that. Like, don't just stick to, and this go back to what I mentioned earlier, like one of the first points to be aware of, your environment really determines your decision-making.
Yeah.
And the people you hang around, the people you say, okay, this is my friend, or the people you call family, that all determines your decision-making. And something that the movie mentioned that I believe wholeheartedly is, he said, when people are basically engulfed into an environment, they can become prideful and wholeheartedly make decisions based off that pride.
Live and die by it.
Live and die by it. You know, and you really have to step back, look at the environment and say, am I making positive decisions?
Yeah.
Because it shapes what you think is cool or lame. You know, if you grew up in a neighborhood where they were more like smoking and stuff, you would probably be like, bro, smoking, where is that? Like, that's where it's at. If you grew up where they were partying and drinking and having a good time, you're like, yo, drinking? That's it. If they're cussing all the time, you like, yo, it's normal. What?
It ain't funny unless they cuss in the joke.
Exactly. Oh my God. I thought that for a long time. I've been there. Oh my goodness.
Man, if you would have said this, it would have been a little bit more funny.
Yeah, and the fact that you what you call lame is just something different than what you used to in your environment.
Oh my God, it's not lame, it's different.
That's it.
Those people weren't lame. They were different than you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't like the same things. And that's why it's important to take a little bit from here, take a little bit from there, because, okay, say you have this crowd that's popular. Okay, they're popular, and you may like the idea of them being popular and people liking them, but do you like the idea that they're the people who are different than them? Or that they fail in classes? Or that they skip class? Did you like that? You know what I'm saying? And that's why I can't get comfortable, because it's like, okay, y'all cool and all, but I ain't got good sense.
And that, and now we also got to get on the parents too, because you allowing some of that.
Yeah.
You not holding your children accountable. And it's creating that environment. They skipping class thinking it's fun and you ain't giving no belt. That's what's going on. You ain't getting beaten.
Or you detached from your child and you don't know what's going on. Who knows? Who knew they skipped school today? You ain't even asking what they did today.
Yeah.
School calls you, you answer the phone. I don't want to hear what the people got. Think your child is an angel.
Yeah.
Child can't do nothing wrong. Can't do nothing wrong. And before we get too far, like, I wanted to also make a point about, you know, taking from different areas or whatever, or different groups or type of people. I think it's interesting that I feel like one of the first conversations we had was about kind of like similarities in growing up and the dysfunction growing up. I grew up in a lot of dysfunction. But what's crazy and interesting at the same time, I took something beautiful from that dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And I would never just sit here and throw out a sob story like, oh my God, my childhood was terrible, da, da, da. Because regardless of the fact that I grew up in the dysfunction, we were family, you know what I'm saying? We loved, we laughed, you know what I'm saying? And it gets to a place where you don't even know that you're living in dysfunction, because it's feeding some part of you, you know what I'm saying? You're still getting something out of that, you know what I'm saying? I was living in dysfunction, but my mom loved me, you know what I'm saying?
You can't tell me y'all don't have a good laugh.
You can't tell me. We cracking up. And in that dysfunction was a lot of my creativity what came out of that. My mom always, like I said, she always told me I was different, I was special. She poured into me in a way of when I was in that dysfunctional environment, I did a lot, like a lot came out of me. You know, I was writing. I was, you know, saying it, and she was pouring into that. She was telling me, like, this is great. Keep doing that. Keep going. Let me hear it. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to know, like, tell more. Show me more. Let me hear a song. Let me do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to take the good along with the bad. Like, don't count it all out. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you might have some popular friends and you like all the things that they do, but they're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? They're still cool. They make you laugh. They're a good friend to you. They do some bad things. The important thing is not to let that change you. Ooh. Decide who you want to be. I was in a dysfunction, but I when I got older and I got out of that dysfunction, I try not to take that with me. I'm working on some things. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be the environment that I was in. You don't have to adapt to that, to be in it, or to have those type of friends. Yes, like, she's cool. She make you laugh. She a good friend. You got some friends. They'll be the best friends.
They will ride or die.
I mean, their lifestyle is jacked up, but they got you. If nobody don't got you, they got you. That doesn't mean throw away your friend. Just know that everything they do, you can't do. You don't have to adapt. And people who really love you will not force you to change in order to be their friend or for them to, you know what I'm saying, show you that love and be a good friend to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure, they giving y'all some heat today. Y'all see that?
Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
But seriously, I'm with you 100% on that, you know. And I feel like people, you really, like, I'm right along with you because, you know, I grew up, you know.
I'm
really right along with Sade as far as having some dysfunction, but I can tell you, we had so many happy times. I'm talking about laughs on top of laughs. You see what I'm saying? Like, you look back at that stuff, you be like, wow. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I was told I was one of a kind. No, I'm so thankful that I grew up like that. That way, whenever I'm at certain places, I'm not ignorant and don't make the wrong decisions. See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think there's also, no matter where you at, what environment, I feel like it's a blessing that you get the knowledge that you're getting, but just also don't forget to extend, reach out, try new things, taste new things, widen your perspective on life. Cause that matters. That's going to influence your decision making. I think, you know, I feel like you know what to be aware of now. You know, different things that affect your decision. I feel like you can really grow if you really look at this conversation. But in order for you to really execute, I do feel like you need to also have accountability and responsibility.
For sure.
Because I one thing that I battled with, especially as I was thinking back on that movie and saying, okay, white cop killed black man, even though he was scared and I can't judge his decision based off what he did when he was fearful, I had to realize all because you do something while scared, that don't mean you can't be held accountable. So yeah, you were scared and you made a mistake, but now you have to be held accountable and you have to be responsible
according to that mistake. Yeah.
And that's what all your decisions, no matter what community you're from, no matter what race, no matter your background, you got to be held accountable and responsible. And it's so deep because I also realize what you do affects the culture. Like a lot, when you look at the news, they say white cop killed black man off of their decisions. It wasn't officer so-and-so killed so-and-so, it's officer, this officer killed black man. Or this black man did this, or this Chinese did that, or whatever. It affects the entire culture. If you working at Amazon, they say Amazon man did this. It affects the whole workplace. One white person didn't season a chicken, and from then on, it was, none of them seasoned a chicken.
From then on. Was eating a watermelon.
Yeah. They all eat watermelon.
I love chicken.
All of
I do love me some chicken.
For real.
Sorry, y'all.
But
look, this is every day for me.
Yeah. But I just think that's so important too, just to realize that whatever you do, your decisions affect the culture, you know.
And that's big, girl. That's really big because, like, you know, when we was young, what they used to always tell us. Birds of a feather
flock together,
and as I got older, I'm like, that's not really true, but to a certain extent, it is because, yeah, you hang around these people and they act like this, and you fit in when you're around them, but that's not who you are at heart.
Yep.
But your action when you're with those people and how they affect you, you become a part of that population. When they see that person and y'all together, that you're them, they're you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And no, it's not good for people to assume, you know, based off what they see. But also, you have to be responsible for who you allow yourself to be around and to be, I guess, related to. If this is a person that you hang around all the time and, you know, that you speak of all the time, then yeah, in some ways, people are going to associate you to one another. Yep. They are. And if they're not a person who you would want to represent you, then that's a decision you have to make to be like, I have to put distance in between me and that person.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing to really think about too, on top of that, is don't make it hard for the next person. You know, and I look at the reason why, like, Millennial Talks came together, and, you know, we were like, yo, first off, we're different. We're not like all young people. Nah. And, you know, older people should realize this, why they doing all that talking, and then our young people do need to step up and do this.
Right.
And it's like we're saying that because so many older people will look at young people and say all these crazy things. But they did that based off young people's decisions, and it affected the culture. And now we're looking like, hold on, whoa. All y'all people ain't like that. Let me talk. Come on, millennial talk. Let me tell you something real quick.
For sure.
And it's like that again. And it's crazy how it just backtracks so much, but it's all because what you do affect the culture. What you do affect the culture.
That's deep, bro. That's deep. But y'all, like, seriously, I feel like all I wanted, even from us being transparent and everything, breaking all of this down, all I wanted y'all to get from this was, like, yes, all of those things we listed in the beginning can affect your decisions, but at the end of the day, are you going to allow them to?
Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to? Because you have will. You have a mind. You know what I'm saying? You have feelings. Your body tells you when something's not right. I don't care. Listen, people can lie all day. Well, I didn't see the signs. I didn't know. We know. We have feelings. We're human beings. We get nervous. We get scared. You know what I'm saying? We get happy. Our body tells us when we eat something. Blessed. Our body tells us when we eat something really disgusting. Our body tells us, like, when we need a break. Like, chill out. We need to go lay down somewhere because we about to run out. You know what I'm saying? Your body tells you have these feelings. So you have to go off of yourself. What is your heart telling you? What is your body telling you? What is your mind telling you? Don't allow these things to rule your life. Yes, they can affect you, but are you going to allow it to?
Absolutely. That's that heat. That's that heat. That's that
That's
heat.
That's all I do. That's all I do.
I love it. But look, I believe this was a fire episode.
As always.
Fire episode. We just dropping bombs. Honestly, yo, 2021? This is our year.
Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know how we coming up here.
For real. Social media popping. Look, we on Apple Podcasts now. I feel a little bougie now. I feel... Don't talk to me how you've been talking.
Let me...
Yeah, put the glasses on. But look, hey. Look,
go ahead. Tell them what they need to
do. Yeah. Follow us on all platforms. Check out the anchor link below. Come on now. We hitting y'all with some fire. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all stay blessed. Peace.